Everybody ready? All right, Coach, you want to just start off with a couple of thoughts?
Yeah, pretty much for me, the game, you know, it starts and ends. The first 4 minutes of each half, we were outscored 18-0. So just that in general, like you putting yourself in a hole. You know, the first half, we fought ourselves out of a hole. And then the second half, you know, we put ourselves right back in a hole. And, you know, right now we just can't seem to sustain. You know, the one thing about it for me was disappointing because as a player, I hung my hat on this is we got to be smart in situations. And, you know, we can't continue to lose games or put ourselves in holes based on the things that we're doing. Now, if somebody's taking things away from us, cool, you know what I mean? But, you know, we have 10 turnovers, you know, a lot of them are unforced. And then, you know, you look at the stat sheet, it's a little jaded. It says that they have 19, you know, fast break point star zero. Most people that see that, if you didn't watch the game, you'd be like, man, you know, Northwestern really, you know, ran it down, you know, Georgia Tech's throat. But in reality, those were live ball turnovers and our bad shots. And that just bled. And you know, we are our own worst enemy at times. And tonight, that's what we did. We just – the game got away from us strictly on those two things. But 18-0, you know, first 4 minutes of the first half, you know, we go down 7-0. And then the second half, the first 4 minutes – you know, you're down 11-0, and that, you know, for me, that's pretty much the game.
It just sort of seemed like a two steps forward, you know, one step back situation. I mean, you thought you guys were sort of trending the right way.
I did, and I'm disappointed, you know, but we'll get back on track. You know, I had that right until midnight, and then you let it go. But, you know, the thing about it is this looked like, you know, 3-4 games ago. And for me, that was the disappointing thing. You know, I'm just telling you, like, it doesn't matter whether you're whole, whether you have injuries. You just can't – you can't have live ball turnovers. That's one. And sometimes when you take bad shots, that's like a live ball turnover. And so, again, when I look at this stat sheet, it's crazy to think that team like Northwestern, who doesn't run at all, you know, beat us 19-0 in fast break points. So, you know, again, we have to become a smarter team if we want to be successful.
Yeah. What went into the decision to play Ryan tonight? And it seemed like he did well in the situation given the matchup.
Well, Ryan wasn't going to sit over there all season. You know, I just think, you know, he's had a whole lot of things going on. He's been in and out. But the one thing I'll say about Ryan is that he was ready to play. And so I'm proud of him for that. It wasn't easy. He hadn't played all year. He came in and he just wasn't in the game. He played well. And so I think that's something that he can build on, and I look forward to him getting out there more.
I know Javian was back, but it didn't seem like he was really back tonight, right? Like, he'll play better moving forward, I would expect.
Yeah, you know, he didn't make shots. He didn't do some things, and, you know, he's been out a minute, but, you know, to have him back out there on the floor, you know, we can get some continuity and some flow moving forward, hopefully. You know, we have to get more production on a consistent basis from him and Nate, you know, scoring the ball. If they're going to have the ball in their hands as much as they do, you know, they have to be a little bit more productive, you know, scoring the ball, that is.
Yeah.
Not to
beat
a dead horse, but by really rough game for him, I think he was minus 22 for most of the game. Pulled it up a hair at the end, but just was kind of a non-factor, and he's been a non-factor in a lot of games this year for you guys. And I know you had big expectations for him going into year two. Just how do you navigate that with him and trying to get what you expect out of him when you're so heavily invested in him?
You know, right now you're trying to just figure it out. You know, he was a negative 20. And it's just all the little things, fumbling of the ball and things of that nature. I always say this, you know, it's, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and you got to, in order to get better, you got to own what you do, right? It's even, you know, as a coach, player, whatever it is, you got to own what you do. And I talked to him just like I talked to the rest of the guys. You got to own what you do to get better. Like, you can't run from it. And so I think that's the biggest thing. And it has to be back to the basic. And if you remember, not even remember, but if you hear me talk, when I talk about our team and I talk about bias, the attention to detail, and to me, that's a lack of focus on a consistent basis. You know, and I think that he has to become more laser focused in understanding the assignment each and every game.
Either you two, you got another one?
Yeah. You brought in Luke to be, you know, kind of corner three guy, 3-and-D. And is it a confidence thing now with him? Maybe he just needs to see it go through. It seems like he cannot buy that three that you need in critical spots. He'll get open and just, it's not going down for him.
Right. It could be a confidence thing, but again, it's part of it. You know what I'm saying? It's part of it. You know, I've been a player. I just, you know, after a while, you know, we're third of the season is done now. Like, in order to get better, like, you just got to own it. Like, everybody has to own it, and that's how we have to get better. We got to roll up our sleeves. Like, it's not about pointing fingers. Like, we collectively have to get better, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no ifs, no ands, and no buts about it, you know. But individually, you have to own your part in order to be successful. And I think for Luke, you know, and even some of the other guys, that's what they have to do. And it gets a little hard because they're not kids, but the reality of it is that, you know, they still haven't seen a whole lot and been through a whole lot of adversity in their lives, so they're still trying to figure that part out as well.
One more.
Sure. Lance had the three turnovers stepping out on the sideline. I know you guys didn't get maybe like to practice in here as much. Is that the three-point line messing with him a little bit with his placement where the NBA line is over there versus the college line?
The NBA line is definitely different. You know, it's short. It's not as much room in corners. And I just think, like, for me, there was a couple of times where I thought he passed up a good shot anyway. You know, sometimes you just got to take the good shot and find your rhythm. And, you know, I do think that affected him a bit, you know. But, I mean, Lance still figures it out. You know, you don't want those turnovers. But he's a guy that you never can fault his effort. So, therefore, you kind of live with everything he does. You know what I mean? So, he did figure out. He turned that around, and, you know, he ended up having a productive game. I won't say he had a good game, but he had a productive game. He had a productive game.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.